The most recent firestorm around military retirement began in July when the Defense Business Board, a Pentagon advisory panel, issued a preliminary report that recommended major changes to the 20-year pension system. The board suggested converting the pension to something more akin to a private sector defined contribution plan, saying the current pension system is unfair, overly generous, and unaffordable. At least on the affordability score, Pentagon officials offered a different view yesterday. Dr. Joanne Rooney is the Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness.
While the department acknowledges the military retirement system appears expensive, it is neither unaffordable nor spiraling out of control as some would contend. The department annually contributes amounts to the military retirement fund in accordance with the requirements set forth by the DOD Office of the Actuary. The contributions as a percentage of military basic pay are projected to remain relatively constant over time.
Nonetheless, Rooney says DOD is using the Business Board study as one of several data points as it works on its own review of military retirement. She says the department is applying mathematical models to several different alternatives to try to determine how they'd impact recruiting, retention, and other factors. But she suggested to the House Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee that a 401k-style plan is not something the department is leaning toward.
It generally takes 15 to 20 years to develop the next generation of infantry battalion commanders, and submarine captains. As a result, the department must ensure military compensation, promotions, and personnel policies all foster greater retention and longer careers necessary to create these experienced leaders. This need for greater longevity and continuity suggests there are valid reasons why mirroring a private sector compensation package may not necessarily be the proper approach for the military.
The business board's claim that the retirement system is unfair is based on the fact that service members who leave the military before 20 years get no pension at all. Only 17% of military members serve long enough to earn that pension, and there's no difference in retirement pay between those who serve in low-risk positions compared to those who have more dangerous jobs. Georgia Congressman Austin Scott says members who serve for fewer than 20 years should get some sort of retirement benefit.
I do think that it's necessary for this committee and for us as a Congress to do something that helps that 83% who don't qualify. You know, there are many of them that have served many tours overseas. I understand that we have to have our experience in our officers and maintaining those things. But I'll tell you, I do think that we need to remember those 83% of people who have spent their time and their family's time and contributed a great deal to the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And I see nothing wrong with them being free to choose a different retirement plan on their own will.
V. Penrod, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Military Personnel Policy, says her office is looking at military retirement as part of an overall compensation strategy for service members and trying to design something that makes sense for the 21st century. She agrees it's worth asking whether troops who serve shorter terms should get some kind of retirement pay.
20-year retirement has sustained the all-volunteer force, but I believe we should look at it. We have a different cohort coming in every year. How do we know what the future will look like, what people are looking for in a retirement system? It may make the military more enticing to come in if an individual thinks that they may have something they could take with them. Also, even though you have the GI Bill, I think that's an outstanding benefit, you still have an individual that will be separated possibly during drawdown with 12 years of service. And so I think we need to look at that.
DOD officials hasten to point out that no decisions have been made about how they'd like to change military retirement, and they repeated Secretary Leon Panetta's assurance that service members who are serving now would be grandfathered into any changes. That's cold comfort, though, to Steve Strobridge, the Government Relations Director for the Military Officers Association of America. He says grandfathering is not a panacea. He says changing the military retirement system would impact the morale of service members whether they're directly affected by those changes or not. And he says it would create a two-class system within the military.
You have two categories of people serving side by side who each know that they have different benefits, where you have the people who are trying to re-enlist people say either they mislead them and tell them what the benefit they have, which when the people find out that that wasn't true, they get particularly upset. Or you have these people saying, I'm sorry, but the benefit you have is not what your predecessors have. there is just no way, as those people go through 20 years serving together, that that doesn't become a burr under their saddle.
Strobridge made it clear that MOA and other influential military advocacy organizations want to see as few changes as possible to the current military retirement system. He says the groups are worried by the Business Board proposal and several others, and no amount of analysis inside DOD can fix proposals that he says would make drastic cuts in the value of military retirement benefits.
So many of these things and these analyses treat people in the context of, quote, human resources, as if they were widgets in a box, instead of thinking, planning human beings. There's nothing in the model that accommodates the chance that we might go to war tomorrow. There's nothing in there that accommodates for the fact that we might do the opposite. We might stop a war. We might have a budget-driven drawdown, and you've built your plans on staying for a career, and all of a sudden we're going to force you out. To us, that is one thing. When you have a very powerful career incentive like the 20-year retirement plan, it's very resistant to day-to-day manipulation, and that's a good thing. If you want to talk fairness, the first thing we have to do is be fair to the people who suffer and sacrifice the longest, and that's the career person. And the last thing we should be doing is cutting their package to fund a better package for people who leave.
President Obama's recommendations to the deficit-cutting supercommittee included a recommendation for a new commission to study military retirement. They would develop a take-it-or-leave-it proposal for the president and Congress to consider. Rooney, the Pentagon's number two personnel official, says DOD will be ready with plenty of input if that commission is actually formed. But she says whatever happens, the department is determined to make sure it doesn't make radical changes that hurt recruiting and retention.
That is something we have learned many lessons from the past, and we will not do anything to our compensation system so that we end up with that hollowed force. We know we're facing drawdowns. We also know that our future force very much can look different in terms of the type of force we must recruit, the qualifications, the technical aspects. So right there, as we're doing that review, that prompted us to say, are we sure we have the correct pay, benefits, compensation package going forward? Because we're trying to view all of the budget reductions strategically. Mm-hmm. And as though they're interconnected, this does become part of that discussion, but is not solely driven because it's a budget exercise.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.